Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. We thank you that you've brought us here to this point. It's been a long journey for some. It's been a shorter journey for others, but we thank you for the journey. And I pray that you would speak to us right where we are. Maybe we're in a difficult place. Maybe we're in a great place today. But God, I thank you, Lord, that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's always true. And it always has insight for us. So we thank you, God, as we talk about your word and reflect back on the great things that you've done for us. God, that you'll speak to us today in a powerful way. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Well, I was thinking this week, and as Pastor Corinne and I were talking, we said, you know what? Let's talk about the good things that God has done over the years. And we're celebrating 29 years as a church. And so exciting. It's an exciting time. So I said, let's bring some of our people up and let's talk about all that God has done in their lives and what they're seeing God do in the body. So I want to welcome to the stage Diamond, Jeremy, and Minister Kendi to the stage. The great thing about a testimony is when we tell our testimony, we're inviting God to do that again. And so as we share and as we rehearse, this is very biblical. Yes. They would do this. Oftentimes you see the children of Israel going back and rehearsing all the things. And this was really central to all the festivals that they would have. Is they'd come together, they'd share all the things that God had done in the past, and it would build their faith for the next thing that God was about to do.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. And just to build your faith today, we had an amazing worship night. We had an amazing family day. We had an amazing time of prayer and fasting. But when I showed up, at the family day, Sister Carol came to me. Sister Carol, will you and Michael stand up and just wave at everybody for a second? Just say that, know who you are. She came to me and said, she was in tears, and she said, we have to pray. My sister-in-law just got hit by a car, and they're rushing her to the hospital. And so we began to pray. There was a group of us there. We started to pray, and we just really felt the presence of God and the authority of God. And we said, you know, the scripture says that we can send the word of God to heal every disease. And so we began to pray that God's word has no distance. And we prayed that all the way in Sweden, that Carol's sister-in-law, Michael's sister, God would touch her. And the report came back just hours later. No broken bones, no messed up organs. I don't know, but God, nothing but some bruises. And I want to tell you that God is still in the miracle working business. That's still blowing my mind. That's still blowing my mind that God is doing that. And we had a powerful time. We were praying for healing on worship night. But I want to tell you that even in worship, people can get healed. Even when we come together at a family picnic, informally praying together where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst of you. So it's so powerful. Yes. Let's talk about some of these testimonies. Diamond, for those that don't know, they see you singing all the time. How did you come to Hope?
How old were you?
Where was your mind at when you came to Hope?
Angry, broken, lost.
What did God begin to do in the time after?
I think sometimes people don't realize because they see us fixed and we're testifying and we're singing, oh, God is great, God is powerful, but they don't know the testimony behind the story. We're going to come back to you, Diamond. Jeremy, how did you come to hope?
I just recently graduated college and moved back home. So I was your typical college male. I was outside. The terms I'm outside, I was outside. And, and you know, coming back home, you know.
That's nice how you put that. I was outside.
I was outside. But my, you know, I had my mom, my grandmother, like, had instilled in me great foundations, right? I went to a private school my entire life, Catholic school my entire life. So I knew right from wrong. Graduated college, had difficulty, you know, finding a church home, but as well as just finding a career, finding a job, right, just from an economic standpoint. But it wasn't until the first time that I came to Hope, when I was introduced to Hope, like, I knew, and I've been coming back ever since, and this was in 2008, right? And it was the level of consistency that it took for me to keep coming back again and again, but also just the amazing people of Hope, the community of Hope, to really having a welcoming spirit as a 21, 22-year-old, just really embarking on my own journey and my walk with Christ. And that just spoke volumes. So for young men out there, whether you're still in college, just graduated from college, just remain consistent. Remain consistent, and we'll continue to welcome you and pour into you the same way that I've been poured into.
So this is what's so interesting to me. Like, to Diamond, God revealed himself as a healer. To Jeremy, it's like God revealed himself as helping you understand identity and where you fit in the world. Yeah. You know, and so that's what I love about God's community is you can get what it is that you need in whatever season of life that you are. So, Minister Kendi, I know you've probably told the story before, but just give, for those that haven't heard the story, give us how you came to Hope.
Good morning, everybody. My story is similar to yours. I just graduated from college in 2001. Moved here from Miami. I was tired of church. I was born in church. My uncle was the pastor of the church I grew up in. I went to a Christian school all my life from kindergarten through high school. And so when I went to college, I stopped going to church. I was not outside.
How would you define exactly where you were then?
I wasn't in the streets. But tired of church, didn't want to go to church. Moved on Ives Dairy across from the California Club. And my best friend who was here, when was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
She was looking for a church. I was not looking for a church. And she told me, she said, I saw a church across the street in the California Club. I said, well, good for you. She said, they have something on Friday night called a revolution. I'm going to go. I said, you go ahead. She went. She liked it. She said, come with me. I came. I did not like it. Said, those folk going to hell. Playing secular music in
the
church.
You didn't like my youth ministry?
I did not like it. I did not go back to the revolution. But met a young lady on the bus stop right outside of the California Club. She gave me a card for Manger in Miami. Oh, yeah. And that was a Christmas play production. It was a little bit more than a play production that a place called Hope would have. And so I went to Manger in Miami, and I was like, oh, my goodness. This is nothing like that thing on Friday. These folks say. And so I came back. I came back on Sunday. An apostle spoke, bishop at the time. I still was not sold on the church, although good message. I was dating a couple other churches, two other churches I was dating at the time. I was kind of in the streets, kind of. I'm trying to make it quick. So I was praying, asking God, okay, which one of these churches does he want me to go to? I really can't be in the streets going from church to church. I need a church home. You need to tell me. I am praying this prayer. I'm in my room on my bed praying. The phone rings. I look at the caller ID. This is when we had house phones with caller IDs. And the caller ID said...
Don't date yourself. Don't date yourself.
I already said it's 2001. the caller ID said, a place called Hope. I am praying, asking God, which church should I go to? The phone rings. I look at the caller ID. It says, a place called Hope. I answer the phone. I'm getting chills. It's Pastor Sonny on the other line. And I've been here ever since.
I love your honesty throughout that whole story. Also, I love how all three of you have such different stories, but yet here you intersect at this place and this community. And I want to rehearse the scripture that says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. As you hear these different testimonies, know that this is not exclusive to people on the stage. We all go through life, and God brings us to these intersections with people that can be a game changer, a life-changing experience. So it's important to hear with an open heart.
So talk to me, Diamond, about your, what would you say was your greatest experience, your greatest memory at Hope? Thank you. Thank you. Get on my team one time.
I would say tour. I ended up going to tour.
For those that don't understand what tour was, that was when the youth ministry went
the
on
revolution.
A trip in the summer, and we go to different churches in different places. We would evangelize.
We were evangelizing.
Yes.
And it was fun.
And we had a youth choir, and we had a dance team, and we had a drama team.
We had a production team. Yeah. But a few months, I think I went the summer after being here, and it was about 2 weeks, and it was just a time where we got to fellowship, but also got to experience God in a different way. And it happened for years, and it was something that the body of Christ would come together to send people, kids who couldn't afford but had the opportunity to go places that they probably wouldn't have been to. But it also allowed us to develop relationships. Yeah. And for me, I'm still in relationship with people who no longer here, but they know, hey, they'll text me, what time is church on Sunday when you want to come back home? So it allowed relationships to be cultivated.
One of my favorite memories of when we were on tour with the youth group is not what we did on the stage, but what would happen in the hotel rooms.
Yes.
when the Holy Spirit would start to move.
Yeah.
And we would just say, hey, we're going to pray. Or somebody would, I remember one night, one of the young people got like Acts 2 in their spirit. And they, like, we were going from room to room telling people about Acts 2, like that God's Spirit was going to fall. And like it ended in like a big, like we had three different rooms with the Holy Spirit moving and people just on their faces, kids.
I would say tour is where I learned to speak tongues in those moments when we were playing actors. So on tour is where I developed my Holy Spirit.
I like that memory. Jeremy, greatest experience at Hope.
No, I was inside
not in
by
the
that
streets.
Point. But just to reiterate, I said a little earlier on the video, it was really when my wife and I and the kids got baptized last year.
Such a beautiful moment.
Right.
I
so,
that.
Right. My journey, my story as a single male and all the things that the Lord had provided for me and how he really set me up for preparation to have a family and to have an amazing wife. Right, like how he used me as a 21, 22-year-old to be head of my household, to, you know, being presented with an amazing wife, an amazing life partner, and to be blessed with four amazing children as well, right? So just that journey and that story and how we were up here being baptized, you know, just to reflect back on how he used me and how I also allowed myself to be used and to be obedient. And, you know, you see them up here in the front, but that's from a generational standpoint. So it was really big and important just as a man to be head of my household and for, you know, for us to make that decision as parents and how we want to raise our children as well. And just to come up in front of you all with that public declaration to get baptized.
I remember that day, and it was, I mean, you could feel that. It's like without anybody saying that, we could, like, I could just feel like we were celebrating your journey in Christ from coming here as a young man, getting married, having kids, putting roots down, growing spiritually, making that, like, that moment, like, that powerful moment of declaration saying, the old man is gone. God is transforming me, making me new again, making me something greater than I could ever, you know, imagine. So I love that testimony. Minister Kenny, what's your moment, your experience?
One of the greatest experiences that I've had here on my journey to maturity in Christ at Hope United was small group at Miss Virginia's house. Which I would say small group or a Bible study, just getting plugged in.
Is that an indirect plug for small groups?
It is now. It is now. The first Bible study that I went to was with the Bens, Roy and Angela Ben, and it was in a church office across the street, and that's where I got the gift of tongues. And after going to that, then I started to go on Tuesday nights to Miss Virginia and really just learning how to study the word for myself, study to show myself approved and just growing in the spirit. I've told this joke before. My best friend told me I shouldn't be going, and y'all have met her, and she was embarrassed that I called her out. But anyways, she said, you shouldn't go to that group with all of those old women. And now we are the age of those women. However, she did not know what Titus 2 said, that the older women should teach the younger women. And so sitting under those older women, Minister Annette was in that group, Miss Virginia and other older women who poured into me and helped me to grow. So that's like one of the best experiences.
You know what I love about that is that it reminds me everything in the kingdom of God is a win-win. So for those that are more seasoned in life, there is a place for you to be able to impart into those that are younger, that need direction, that need mentorship and guidance. And I'm so grateful for you having that experience, because from those seeds planted and your openness and being involved in that group, it has produced a beautiful harvest of now the women's ministry that we have currently. Seeing all those relationships that have been cultivated over the years, and with these conferences that we have every year, which ours is coming up
October.
That was a plug, sorry, but it just came up. And but they've been so powerful. We've had women come from all over saying how God has impacted them, and I'm so grateful to God for Miss Virginia and those that have gone before us that have paved the way, because it's perpetual. Things in the kingdom are perpetual, so we're so thankful for that. But thank you for sharing that.
You know, I love that concept within community that you get, where you have people that have had more experience in the Lord, basically being able to impart and mentor and coach up those that are just learning, but also those that are just learning, it gives those that are seasoned in ministry, it gives them a whole new lease on life, and you are able to feed on. I was having a great conversation with Jason the other day, how you feed on that energy of, like, there's a sense of purpose in that when you're sharing faith, you're sharing and you're coaching others. So I think that's what's beautiful about community to me, is like those that are older are teaching those that are younger, so they're getting something, but also the older are getting something out of it as well. And so that's really what healthy community should be. So let's fast. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. Pastor Crane, you're always correcting me to not be as animated.
Oh my goodness, don't say that out loud. First of all, this was an impromptu baptism in front of you. We love each other.
Let's fast forward to this year. Diamond, what is the most, what's been the greatest experience that you've had this year at Hope? You know what I love? I love when God shows up and meets a need.
Yeah.
I've found that there's certain things that we've done this year that it's like the people responded to it because it's something that God wants to do. And it's something that resonates with them because it's something that God has put his hand on. And so I'm so excited this year about doing things and continuing to do things that God has his hand on. Because there's so much power with that. There's so much fulfillment when you're doing that. And absolutely, I was right there along with you. So much satisfaction and fulfillment when you show up and God shows up too. And you're like, man, I'm right in the middle of what this is exactly where I want to be right now. Yeah. Jeremy, same question. What is it? What's the greatest experience for you this year?
It's hard to really pick one because the power of the Holy Spirit and what he's been doing this entire year so far has been very, very great. And it's really, for me, it's just more the power of community as a whole. And that includes worship nights. That includes Wednesdays with the men. That includes purpose culture. That includes prophetic class on Saturdays. It's really taking advantage of everything that Hope is offering and allowing yourself to be a part of it. Right, I don't want to be caught on the sidelines and miss my blessing and miss my opportunities. Yeah. So I just want to make sure I'm putting myself in the game to be used and to be obedient and hear what he's telling me to do and follow his orders and directions. So it's really just the biggest pieces. Like everyone here plays an amazing and huge role in my story, in my journey, and being able to be poured into me. So I want to be able to give that back within the community as well.
I think that's so great what you said, you know, and one of the things that I love about Hope is all these different growth environments, and not just to have one or two or say you have to do it this way, but having different places, like you said, the prophetic group, we've got a bunch of the men's group. We've got, you know, all these different things going on and saying, okay, what is it that I need in this season? And seeing that there's all these different things within the community. And I think that's how God wants us to be. God wants us to be growing and diverse and being able to offer these environments because, man, it's so important to grow, you know. How important would you say, looking back, that your spiritual growth has been to you?
It's been huge. And, you know, just throughout the journey, no one's ever perfect, right? Yeah. So as much as I've grown and as much as he's been able to pour into me, I still don't even believe that I've reached my peak yet, right? And that makes me feel amazing and great to know that I could still strive for more and I could still learn, I could still grow. So, you know, you all may see me with purpose culture once a month, and I do the announcements, and I come up here for the offerings. But you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So I'm really excited about the next chapter that he has for myself, but also my household, because if he's brought me along this stage, you know, with all of my imperfections, if he's brought me this far with all my imperfections, I just can't wait to what's on the other side.
So good. So good. So same question. This year, what's been your favorite experience at Hope?
So there's a post that I see on Facebook that says something like, you know, when you live to see the answer to the things that you've been praying for. One thing that I've been praying for a long time was growth, increased capacity for the men at Hope United. And I prayed for that for a lot of years. And to see how much our men have grown and how they are stepping up. So that's one great experience. Another thing that I know that was a word over the house is that our house would be a house of prayer. And to see last week how many people showed up for prayer every single morning, it was amazing, you know, to make that sacrifice to get up and to be present and not just show up. And for those who actually also stepped out of their comfort zones and prayed. So that's it.
Wow.
Yes. Something that I see in common with all three of you is the fact that your journey was not an overnight thing. It was a process. There was waiting for those prayers to come to fruition. There was a process that you went through, Jeremy, a process you went through. I think sometimes we forget that in life that things are a process at times in God, and that we have to go through that process. But on the other side, there's such a reward in seeing those things come to pass that you've been praying for, or seeing God deliver you out of something that you said you didn't foresee happening. So it's a beautiful thing. And be encouraged as you're hearing this, that your process, on the other side of your process, is a beautiful blessing.
I think that's a great place to kind of bring us to a conclusion, and that is, you know, process. We're all on a process with God, right? Transforming, the Bible says, uses this terminology, going from glory to glory, from victory to victory, right? And so we go through different seasons of our life, but seeing how do we go on this journey with Christ? How do we become more like him? You know, God said in the Old Testament, be holy as I am holy. And Jesus said, follow me, you know, pick up your cross and follow me. So we're learning how to be what we were created and designed to be, which is like God. We were created in his image, in his likeness. That's the process. That's the journey. And sometimes in life, we can lose that. We can get off track, we can get off course, but Jesus comes to help us get back on course and find our true purpose and our true journey. Would you bow your head with me today? I just want to pray for us. God, I thank you, Lord, that you have us all on a journey. God, some it's a difficult journey, others we're at a good place, but you're taking us somewhere. There's different seasons that are harder. There's different seasons that are easier. But, God, you're faithful through it all. And, God, I thank you, Lord, for the journey. Thank you for these three great testimonies. And thank you for all the testimonies that are in this room that we didn't even get a chance to hear. Thank you for the testimonies on the video earlier. God, we thank you and we honor you and we remember the testimonies today, because when we hear the testimonies, we're inviting you to do it again. We're inviting you to help other people that are in difficult places. Help other people that are searching. Help other people that need a miracle. Help other people that need a healing. God, I thank you, Lord, for the power of a testimony. And God, I just want to pray as heads are bowed. Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Christ. And I really want to reconnect with him today. I want to reconnect with Jesus. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really connected with him. I'm not sure if I've ever really given my life to Christ. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 There's something about making a decision to say yes to Jesus, to reconnect with Jesus, or to say yes for the first time. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer. And if you agree with this, you can pray this with us. Jesus, thank you for what you've done.
Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you for your amazing love.
Thank you for your amazing love.
That you died for me on the cross.
You died for me on the cross.
To wipe away my sins.
To wipe away my sins.
To give me a fresh start.
Give me a fresh start.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For the moments I failed.
For the moments I failed.
The times I sinned.
For the times I sinned.
And fell short.
Fell short.
Jesus, forgive me.
Jesus, forgive me.
Apply your perfect work.
Apply your perfect
on the cross.
On the cross.
To my life.
Jesus, I need you
to lead me.
Guide me in this life.
And help me to live a life
that pleases the Father.
I want to be like you.
Help me do that.
Give me the strength to do that. Surround me with the right people
so that I can do that.
In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. What a powerful, powerful Sunday. I'm excited. How many are excited about what God is doing? Before we close, I just wanted to ask everybody to stand, and I want to invite Apostle Swilly. I want to invite my dad and my mom up here on the stage, and they're going to pray a prayer to just bless everyone. It's been 29 years, and God has taken us from one great place to another great place, and we're praying that God will take us even farther than we could ask or think.
Okay. I want to give you five apostolic blessings for increased capacity. Okay? And the way I want to do this is I want you to sit down. And if you want this apostolic blessing, my son asked, then you stand up. Okay. And God just gave it to me right here. Number one. Oh, you're already standing up. You don't even know what it is. Just sit down. Just sit down. And your faith is standing up. Okay? Okay. Increased capacity in the spirit of discernment. Now, it comes from the head down. I'm just telling you, I don't get surprised. You want that kind of discernment, stand up right now. I bless you with that in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Increased capacity and unexpected doors opening. Jobs, contract, relationships. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Just say, I received that. Okay, sit down. Increased capacity in covenant relationships in every area. No, I'm serious. God's going to, this year, all right. Okay, sit down. I know y'all are crazy now, I know. Increased capacity in unexpected financial miracles. Mind-blowing, overwhelming. Like you've never had before. Sit down. Increased capacity in peace when ridiculous attacks come and you're not moved at all. I receive that.
Thank you, Jesus. You can remain standing. I just bless you. And I'm just going to say this to all of you. Make sure you bless your children and grandchildren. Every time you're around them, touch them and bless them. I bless you with wholeness and healed hearts. I bless you with favor, fulfillment, and vision. I bless you with boldness and evangelism. I bless you with divine health. I bless you with the spirit of oneness on this house. I bless you for breakthrough. And I bless you with creativity and dreams. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.